Prague's historic Old Town Square, you will find an intricate 600-year-old piece of machinery, the Orloj. It's a colorful medieval clock, and it's one of the most famous sights in Prague. It's in every tourist guide, and there's always a crowd watching it.
You have all these sort of little puppets that move and dance. I mean, it's a very sort of popular attraction for tourists who come here.
That's Prague Radio International's Thomas McEnroe.
It's a sort of symbol of national pride as well.
The Orloj has been repaired several times since it was built in 1410. The last major renovation cost the city $2.6 million, and it was finished in 2018. That's when art restorer Stanislav Jurczyk was commissioned to paint a replica of the clock's iconic rotating calendar plate.
Imagine it as a big circular sort of picture on which, different months are sort of artistically depicted as images.
But 4 years after he finished it, a member of a local preservation group noticed something was off.
And he just noticed so many mistakes. The images are very different to the original.
There weren't major differences, just lots of little things. Like in the original, there's a black dog, but in Jurczyk's version, the dog is brown. Or a figure is painted older or with different hair. The more you look, the more changes you find.
The Czech Republic is in the news, and it's a bit embarrassing, isn't it, on one hand? And on the other hand, it's just a sort of strange joke that nobody noticed this for 4 years.
Some people think Jurczyk was playing a prank on the city. Others think he painted his own friends into the piece.
But he has refused criticism, and he says that he was inspired by the original artist.
For now, the new painting is still on display in the Old Town Square, but investigators from the Ministry of Culture are on the case, and surely they are working around the clock to solve it.